Good morning and welcome to this, our Remembrance Sunday service from Christchurch Selly Park. The start of the second national lockdown means that once again we can't hold public acts of worship from our building. However, even though the church has left the building, God is still very much at the centre and we are still church together and can worship our faithful God. As I said, this morning we are marking Remembrance Sunday, but as with so many of our services this year, we've had to think carefully about how we mark these important occasions while we can't be here in the building. Here at Christchurch, we are blessed with five thriving groups of brownies, guides, beavers, cubs, and scouts. And in previous years, we would have invited the uniformed organisations to be a part of our service of remembrance. But even though that can't happen in person this year, there will be contributions in the service from them. Just like many of our church groups, they have been meeting online via Zoom. And this past week, they have been using their online sessions to think about Remembrance Day, and many of their activities have revolved around the poppy and the importance of that to the day itself. We will also hear from Chris, who will be reflecting on a sometimes forgotten part of war, that of refugees, the people who have to flee their home countries because of unrest. But first, let us open with prayer and remember that we meet together and we are in the presence of God. Heavenly Father, we know that war was not what you intended for your world. We come together today to remember. To remember those who have given their lives in service of others. To remember with sadness the suffering, destruction and pain caused by human conflict. We come also to commit ourselves to be peacemakers and peacekeepers wherever we can. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Why are they selling poppies, Mummy? Selling poppies in town today. Poppies, child, are flowers of love for the men who marched away.
But why have I chosen a poppy, Mummy? Why not a beautiful rose? Because my child men fought and died in the fields where the poppies grow.
Why are the poppies so red, Mummy? Why are the poppies so red? Red is the colour of my blood, child, the blood that the soldiers shed.
The heart of the poppy is black, Mummy. Why does it have to be black?
Black, my child, is a symbol of grief for the men who never came back.
But why, Mummy, are you crying so? Your tears are giving you pain. My tears are my fears for you, my child, for the world is forgetting again.
Our reading today is taken from the Gospel of St Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15 and 19 to 23, and it happens just after the kings have left, having visited Joseph, Mary and Jesus. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." After Herod had died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up. Take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets. "He will be called a Nazarene." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Last week, John helped us think about our life as the army of God. And today, amongst other things, we shall be remembering those who fought a very different battle to preserve the freedoms of others. War, you know, brings us into contact with all sorts of different people from different countries and cultures, doesn't it? My father served with a group of Aussies in Burma in the RAF during the war, and my mother served with a group of Polish troops. In fact, she came within a whisker of marrying one of them, and I've often wondered what it would have been like to be brought up in Warsaw rather than in Worksop. But war also brings us into contact with the casualties of the conflict. And this morning I'd like to think about with you about the refugees. How should we treat those who come amongst us? And there are so many of them. There are millions around the world, aren't there, who are today displaced because of conflict in their own homeland. How are we to treat them? And the nature of things, they're very different. They have a different accent, a different colour of skin. They're not one of us and can never be expected to be. And as such, it's difficult, isn't it, to practice total lack of discrimination, try as we will. So what does the Bible teach us about their treatment? One of the phrases that echoes through the pages concerns the fatherless, the widow, and the foreigner. And there are many verses that command us to show them particular care. Here's one in Deuteronomy chapter 14. See to it that the fatherless, the widows, and the foreigners who live in your towns have enough to eat. Mention of the first two, widows and fatherless, is understandable. They're your own kith and kin who've lost their breadwinner, the man of the house who can stand up for them and protect them and provide for them. And we have more than our fair share, don't we, of one-parent families. But the foreigner or stranger within your gates is a different matter. He's the resident alien, part of the community, but with only limited rights, not yet a full citizen, and may never become one. The Israelites were commanded to fight for freedom and justice for all, particularly for those who couldn't fight for themselves, regardless of whether they were their own flesh and blood. It would seem that that is the only excuse for war, and it is why we remember those who died in that cause today. So what are we to do with the refugee amongst us who comes here as a result of war? The Bible, I would suggest, points us in three directions. First, it encourages us to put ourselves in their shoes. God tells the children of Israel to remember that they themselves were once slaves in the land of Egypt. Don't hate the Egyptian, God says in through Moses in Deuteronomy 23, because you used to live as a foreigner in his country. To most Israelites, Egypt stood for the place they'd escaped from and never wanted to return to. It spoke of slavery and oppression, the very opposite of Canaan, the promised land of freedom and plenty. So Egypt and the Egyptians were avoided and hated. But God said, you shouldn't hate the Egyptian. Remember that you were a visitor to his land. You may not have liked it, and you might have been mighty glad to get out of it. But don't forget that you were once a foreigner, a slave, with no land and no rights. Remember what that felt like, because that's how the stranger amongst you, the refugee, feels. Remember the people living among you, for whom your land is their Egypt. Put yourself in their shoes. Secondly, safeguard their rights. There are rights to all sorts of things, aren't there? They have a right to justice. at the beginning of the of Deuteronomy, Moses tells his bench of judges, "Hear the disputes between your brothers and judge fairly, whether the case is between brother Israelites or between one of them and a foreigner. You are to fight for their right to justice, and so are we." Or there is their right to rest. You remember the Ten Commandments, what it says about the Sabbath? "On it you shall do no work, neither you nor your family, servants, or the foreigner who lives among you, so that they may rest as you do." Foreigners didn't have rights, or a job, or a land, and so they depended on the generosity of others. Now, any nation can look after its prominent first-class citizens, but the acid test of a nation is the way it cares for those who, for whatever reason, find themselves marked down as second-class. Maybe because they weren't born there, or their parents weren't born there, or they dress differently, or they retain their traditional culture. These are the people by whom a society is judged by God. He will ask, "How did we treat them? How do we score on that one, I wonder?" Put yourself in their shoes, safeguard their rights, and finally, follow the example of Jesus. Matthew, in his opening chapters, makes much of the fact that the Holy Family fled from Bethlehem and Herod's soldiers and took refuge in Egypt. "Get up," said the angel to Joseph. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is searching for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up, took the child, and they stayed in Egypt until Herod died. The Saviour shares in the history of the people he came to save. Not only that, but throughout his 3 years of public ministry, Jesus renounced his citizens' rights and lived on the margins of society, the society he came to serve. As he himself says, "Even the birds and the foxes are better off than I am. They have holes and nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He didn't possess his own home. He was reliant on others for the loan of a boat to act as a pulpit, and for people to give him food and shelter, for he had none of his own. Which is why he enjoyed those times with his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus in Bethany. He had to borrow a donkey and an upper room for significant events in the last few days of his life, because he had nothing, nothing of his own. As he himself said in Mark 10, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And we are to follow the example of Jesus. A final thought. The word Egyptian is the word from which we derive the word gypsy. The travelling people who pitch their caravans wherever they may. We have no option but to love them. Those are the refugees amongst us. Jesus died for freedom for all, including those who are hungry and homeless, sick or in prison. Listen to these words from Matthew 25. "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, thirsty and you gave me a drink, a stranger you invited me in. I was naked and you clothed me, sick and you looked after me, in prison and you came to visit me." When did we do this, Lord? "Whenever you did it for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." The way we treat the refugee is the way we treat him.
God of healing, we pray for brokenhearted, those who are scarred by the things they have done, or the things that have been done to them. We long for the end of mourning, crying and pain, when every tear shall be wiped away, and may our people learn to be comforters to the comfortless. Amen.
God of peace, we pray for peacemakers, for those who refuse to accept that violence is necessary. Teach us to love peace, we pray. God who says, I am making everything new, we pray that you will renew us. Give hope in your future when the world is dark. Give us confidence in your truth when we're tempted to doubt. Give us joy in your presence when we feel we're alone.
God of new beginnings, we pray for places where conflict has lasted too long, where peacemaking has failed in the face of human pride, greed, and fear. May the old order pass away and the new world come to be, in which the fear of violence is history.
That brings us to the end of our service for today, a service where we have been able to pause, take time out and remember. A final prayer as we end. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to work in faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may, together, live in freedom, justice and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. Amen.